Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is about understanding how to measure your health. We normally go to our doctors, and if you have a problem, we want to take a blood test, which is standard care, to find out anything in our blood that may be causing the problem while we're sick. With Karen, she uses BioStar to measure your energy levels through vibration, which can cause problems or conditions, both physical and psychological. We also talk about in this discussion about how to find parasites using BioStar, also to the number one problem with our bodies being our gut or digestional issues, and how to correct that with her overall protocol she uses to fix the gut. Okay? In our talk, as normal, we can go right to the highlights, look at exactly what's going on, to understand what you want to hear, or to listen to the whole talk with Karen, understand how to fix your body by measuring it first and also rescanning it. Let's hear Karen's knowledge, and we'll wrap it up after. So let's get started. It's Karen, Dr. Tony, how are you?
Good, Tony, how you doing?
Good, Crooked Spine Show. I want to talk about, you look so much taller than me.
I am tall.
Let's get our posture going.
Good. There we go.
Okay. So we're talking about energy, and energy controls the body. And I measured millivoltage and vibration, and you measured in sound, is that correct?
Actually, go ahead. We use bioresonance.
Okay, what is bioresonance?
So I use a BioStar NLS, which is a measurement device. And what it's doing is it is using a very low level frequency to measure the vibration of organs, tissue, cells, skin, hair, and also psyche. So it does complete physiology.
So it does both the psychological part, but the brain, how the brain's affected by psychology, if you want to call it that, combination, that link, and also the physical body itself. So it is a combination of both.
Yes, it's reading the energetic body fields, yes.
And if everyone's body, human body, has a vibrational field, energetic field, and it's measurable, how do you do that? And what's it good for? Let's go back. Take a step back. Why would someone come to see you?
So somebody would come and see me if they are interested in learning more about their body and how it works. So I use the device to measure the healthy resonance of these areas of the body and the psyche. And then I put it all together in an analysis. And what I'm looking at is, where are the imbalances? Where is the vibration off? And I, a lot of times, equate that to if you're listening to a piece of music and one instrument is off, or a group of singers and one's just not quite in with the rest of them.
Got it.
We are designed to recognize that, and that is vibration.
Yeah,
so if you were to go in and tune up that instrument, and the other thing is backing up, that one instrument that's out, it's not just that instrument, it affects the entire piece. So if one thing's out in our body, it's affecting everything in some way or another. So
I guess that's why I relate to sound, because sound is vibration, and it's measuring vibrational energy.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And we are vibrational beings.
We are. We are.
Everything vibrates. Einstein proved it way back when, and so we use that resonance to measure the health of our body.
Well, and it's not a common, if you want to call it, common way to look at the human body, but when you do, I think it allows you to really see, okay, how do I, if I know that's measurable and it's reliable, how do I find out if I'm in a good range or a bad range, if there's a way to say that.
Yeah, so we do have information that's built into the system that allows me to see different levels of imbalance and let someone know really where they're at.
Okay.
It can also let me know where it's more of a physical issue or more of a emotional issue, which is interesting too.
How does that work?
Well, that's a class, Tony.
but it's
okay. Basically, we have graphs and numbers and colors and symbols, and by putting it all together in analysis, it's, you know, for a trained practitioner, a trained consultant, it's easy to see.
I was watching some of the videos earlier on with BioStar and how that works. It really gives you the visual of your numbers and if they're in a good range or bad range and exactly where you should be over time. Like you said, a part of it isn't just getting one test done. It's doing a couple or two or three, so you actually know where you were, where you are now, and where you might be off.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
And yes, the only thing right today.
Good job. So, and so what it's doing really is it's bringing an awareness to the individual, because it can sometimes show you things that you can't necessarily feel, just like taking vitamins. You could take vitamin D, and it's good for your bones as well. Vitamin D is kind of a itchy subject. Funny that I would choose that one. But you can take a vitamin. You don't necessarily feel it working. You know, through, you know, credible science or you know, peer reviews that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. But we also don't feel when things are always out of balance either.
Exactly.
As Tony, you are a good example of that.
Of course.
Good example of that.
Guys, we're not like we go push to the wall either breaks or we break.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of times we can't feel something, what's going on, our body's not going to give us a sign. If I bruise my arm, yes, it's going to hurt, it's going to tell me. But if my organs aren't working properly or my brain is off for one, too, does this test allow you to, I guess, predetermine if there's someone's predetermined to an illness or disease?
It will let you know where the energy is getting low in that area or there's a dysfunctional energy. And since physical follows energy, you want to pay attention to the areas that are low. And you may need to, you know, like I said, if it's more of a physical issue, you may have parasites. You may have, more than likely have some kind of an imbalance in your microbiome, in your gut, because you're probably not eating properly to support that gut and that immune system. It could be stress. Mm-hmm. Stress affects us at every level.
Well, in part, like you go back to the parasite deal, and when some that wouldn't know how this works, our intestines only feel, if you want to call it pain or sensitivity, when they're obstructed, when they lose blood supply, or when there's an infection that's severe enough. The problem is parasites are a lower amount below our tolerance, I think, that won't tell us that there's a problem. So by knowing that, taking care of an issue before you feel something going on or your body senses it, allows you to prevent the long-term chronic illnesses some people experience that by determining and seeing them first.
Exactly. And so when you can see something in a process early enough, obviously, you have a better opportunity to address that issue. And it's all about, you know, being preventative. We do a lot of great work in a preventative type of environment. You know, I'm not healing anybody. You know, the client is healing themselves. They're utilizing me as a guide, as support, as information.
And like that, someone who is used to more medical care, is your doctor may say you have diabetes today, and they may say get a blood test done. And blood test will show you need this medication, okay? It's 30 years from now, if you change your diet, change your lifestyle on medications, they take another blood test. Why another one? Because it tells them where your levels are now and relative to where you were initially.
Mm-hmm.
This testing, if I'm putting in your mouth, let me know, allows you where your body has improved or gotten worse based on your lifestyle. Is what you've done to help change your lifestyle to get a better health state?
Yes, actually. So the initial intake, which would be the first scan that someone has, the scan is done through a headset. It has a device on it that puts a very low level frequency into the body, like a tuning fork situation where you're getting back a vibration. The first intake, I generally do the intake, I do the analysis, I do the report. When the client comes in for the second scan, typically about 3 weeks later, after they've been on a protocol where they're changing their diet, they're making some small corrections. Small corrections can actually affect big changes. So they come in for the second scan, so we can see, and you know it's all measurable, like you said. When that's what we're doing, we're measuring. See, at that point, we have a baseline scan where they were when they came in 3 weeks ago. We've made these corrections. Hopefully the client has been really compliant.
We're going to know.
We are going to know. But the clients typically are very compliant because it's very visual. You know, once you see this, it's kind of hard to ignore.
How do we learn? Visual, auditory, and even tactile or written work.
Yes, exactly. So you get a little of everything with this. And so when you see it, it really does, it really brings up that awareness and lets you know that these are some areas you need to be paying attention to. So,
and what's a common area that people deal with as an issue?
You know what, almost straight away across the board, everybody's got some kind of gut issues going on. It's rampant. Our diets are poor. I ask my clients a lot of questions when they come in initially. I spend a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
I want to be thorough, so I'm asking them about their sleep. I'm asking them about their diet. I'm asking them, you know, how you sleeping, how you pooping, what's your stress level, what do you do for fun, where do you shop, you know, how do you eat?
Eating habits?
Exactly.
Well, how do you get your food?
How are you sourcing it? Are you sourcing organic? Are you, you know, are you staying away from processed food? You know, what do you do? Okay.
And why is your digestion and motility or moving the food through the body important?
Seriously?
They may not know. They may not know.
No, it's really important. We work with blood type. We use a blood type diet with our clients. We see a lot of success with that.
Yeah.
So typically I promote that. And the thing is that each of our, you can look this up, but every blood group has different antigens on their red blood cells. And so when I talk about eating to support the immune system, I'm talking about epigenetics, eating for who we are. I'm an A blood type. And Tony's, this is great. So Tony's an O blood type. Tony's designed to eat meat, believe it or not.
Yes.
He's got a lot of stomach acids, more than any of the other blood types. He's the most common blood type.
I feel good about myself now. Thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, anyway, you're still not eating pork. Anyway, I'm an A blood type. I work better off of vegetables. I don't have a lot of stomach acids. I don't process meats as well as he does. So if I was eating Tony's diet, where I was eating a lot of meat, and we switched diets, it really wouldn't... He'd benefit more from my diet than I would benefit from his. And the reason for that, Tony, is, you know, we all across the board benefit from a predominantly plant-based diet. And we all have different protein requirements. Just like cars. Not all cars run on the same fuel. There's different octane levels. You could put gas in a car and it'll run, but if you're putting 87 in your Ferrari... It's not going to run much like a Ferrari for very long. But
work.
A Pinto will purr all day long on 87 or a little Volkswagen or something.
So you'd be too aggressive for a Pinto. They want leaded gasoline.
But regardless, it's kind of the same idea. So when we are eating against our immune system or eating against our blood type, our blood is agglutinating and our red blood cells are clumping together and getting very sticky. So if you could imagine the immune system, our white blood cells, are always looking through the body. The body is always looking for a resolution. It's always resolving an issue or a problem. Exactly. It's a self-repairing machine. Always looking to resolve an issue, resolve a problem constantly, 24/7. And they never shut down. If you make it easy for the immune system to do its job, you probably get sick less. You probably have less issues. So I always tell people it's the idea of, you know, looking through, you know, something clear. You know, if this was red wine, I'd be able to see through it. To some degree.
Some degree, yep.
But if it was ketchup, I'd have a real hard time. So it's the same thing with the immune system. It's trying to find the problems. It's like looking through fog. You want to make it clear. You want to keep it healthy. And so that's one aspect of it.
So you want your circulation to be moving all the time with certain foods that we eat, based on our considered blood type, allows things to not move as well.
Well, you know what?
Is that right?
Moving food through the body obviously is important,
but
it's really what food are you moving through the body?
Yeah.
Like, is that food supporting you? How is it supporting you? It's not enough to just say we can eat, because we all know there's a ton of terrible processed, just really bad food out there. You know, we should definitely be focusing on a clean, healthy, natural diet.
Well, stomach acid, like I said, I have more because I'm me.
Yes.
I'm O. It allows me to break down food more, but why is pork or something like that bad for someone who's O?
Pork's just icky, let's face it. Pork has a lot of parasites, has a lot of things in it that don't even break down with cooking. So I don't know, personally, not a big fan of pork. I ate pork. Hey, I made the best ribs ever, but I've been doing this for a while now, eating this way. Believe it or not, you notice huge changes. You can notice changes in as little as 3 days when you start eating really for who you are. It's pretty incredible. Changes in your hair, your skin, your nails, your digestion. You know, you'll notice it.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it, when we go back to epigenetics too, how would you define epigenetics?
Well, we're not all the same. Okay,
no.
So we
same meaning gene wise.
Exactly, it's a genetic expression. So we are all expressing our genes in different ways, and it also goes back to, you know, people feel that if it's in my family, okay, well, my dad had it, my uncle had
family
it, you
history
know,
of
exactly that you're going to have it, but it's not necessarily the truth. We have more control over our health than we've really ever been led to believe, and particularly when it comes to gene expression.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Huge.
There's different supplements you can take to activate gene expression, but eating for who you are, we all have to eat, period.
Yeah,
we all have to
eat.
So starting with food and learning really what foods are the best suited for you, it'll just start a process of, you know, keeping you healthy, keeping you, stacking the deck in your favor, I would say. It's the same why different medications work differently for different people. Not everything is just is not the same for us.
And if some doctor, Dr. Chestnut broke down for me a few years ago, he says, when your body's not healthy, it's either toxic or deficient. So the normally we get stuff in our body to make our body more healthy is through our foods. Obviously, beverages too, or liquids.
I count that.
That's part of it. But part of it is when you certain foods that are deficient of vitamins and toxic to your body, you're killing yourself both ways. And it may not show up today, tomorrow, or next year, but 5 years from now when you have a heart attack or have liver issues or kidney issues or other issues in your body, at that point, could you go back and go, man, I should have changed my diet like Karen had told me to 5 years ago. So that's my thing is, can we go back and go, Jepgenics is a way where our family history express that, but only if we do the right things to turn that gene on if our body's deficient or toxic in a certain way based on what we're eating.
Yes.
Yes, I like the yeses. That means I got it all right. That's 100% right.
You're doing good, Tony.
You know, that kind of explains to me to where if I know, for example, I'm prone for this. Say my grandparents had heart attacks when they're 60s. Can I do things now, in a sense, to eat a better healthy diet based on my blood type and just overall health so I can maintain that the rest of my life, become my habit, so I don't have those problems. Even now, someone has problems now.
Yeah, it's just a way of learning how to stack the deck.
Huge.
And you need to stack the deck. There's a lot of things, you know, we haven't even talked about, you know, environmental stressors or heavy metals or other, you know, like you're talking about toxins.
Yes. What are common toxins we have now in our environment?
Well, we've got, you know what, there's a lot of toxins. There's, you know, we have a lot of electronic devices right now. We have a lot of e-smog going on right now. There's a lot of, you know, the cell phone towers are very disruptive with their vibrations. In foods, all preservatives and trans fats, it's really awful. You know, it's so easy to eat good food, to be honest. It's easy, it's less expensive.
Yeah.
You can pay more now for food, or you can pay, you know, I always tell people literally even the difference between organic versus just, you know, normal shopping. It's the tiniest little financial difference. Mm-hmm. It's really not a huge difference. But it can cost you big in the long run when you ignore these things. Your medical bills will be bigger than your grocery bills, I promise you.
Beat me to it. That's the thing is, when you see a doctor, what's your copay now versus it was
exactly
2 years ago or even a year ago?
Your medical bills will be bigger. And then it creates, you know, it sets up, when we get sick, it sets up a really vicious cycle. If we can't work, we're not bringing in income. We're not bringing in income. You know, we're creating, we got more stress. It's just a terrible cycle of stress. And
it's something to where your body, knowing the fundamentals of how the body should work. Okay, we talked about that a second ago. Is your body healthy, deficient, or is it toxic?
Mm-hmm.
Can we go back to how do I make it stronger, better, more relaxed, and healthy by eating the right things? We have things around us now we didn't have 10 years ago, these health food stores. We're like, what the heck's this? They're real now. The reason that they're more present now because they've done well. It's America. Okay, if you're not watching America, sorry, but America is based on capitalism. It's based on supply and demand. People want healthier foods. More stores open up because they're successful, and more stores because they're even more successful. People are more aware now, but there's still some people out there who understand that I can't have fries every day. McDonald's, even though it served 1 billion people this last week, I think,
yay,
it's still not good for me. That's why they're trying to have healthier choice, but the health choices are still not as healthy as eating more natural, simple foods you can make yourself at home, which is more, which is healthier, period. At that point, avoid all the preservatives that people have in their foods every day.
And wash your vegetables. You know, you're talking about parasites.
Yes.
So you're talking about pork. It isn't always just about meat.
Mm.
There are ways to wash your produce. I eat a lot of produce.
Yeah.
I wash everything. Even if I'm going to peel it, I wash it. You know, there's nothing worse than I go into Sprouts and the guy there wants, like, you know, you want to try this watermelon, and he whips out his knife that he's been cutting stuff all day long.
Yes.
And he slices open that dirty watermelon.
A lot of flavor.
Wants
flavors.
Me to eat it, and I'm like,
yeah.
No. There's a lot of things that come in. Wash your fruits and vegetables really well.
How do you
even
wash
them?
Tell
them.
Me.
I just recently...
It's hot water.
No.
Dang it.
You know what I do? I take a little table salt. Okay, so this works for almost anything that you can peel as far as...
how to wash your fruit
and
vegetables.
Or like something that has a good skin on it. You know, a potato, a tomato, a grape tomato. Something that will hold up. Take a little bit of table salt and a little bit of baking soda. So you can... Let's say they're grapes. Yeah. And I use grapes as an example because they're typically filthy. So you rinse them off, you put them filthy. You rinse them off, you put them in a colander.
Yeah.
You grab some table salt. You grab a little bit of baking soda. And you just sort of rub into them, massage them, you know, and clean them. And if you rinse them over a bowl, a white bowl or something white, you'll be really surprised how dirty they are. And then you just simply rinse them. They're filthy. You rinse them, and then you, you know, they're good to eat. I mean, you can also
they taste different.
They do. They taste clean. Mm. And for things that are more delicate, let's say like raspberries or something, something that you wouldn't, you can soak it. You can do a baking soda soak. So you take like a tablespoon or two of baking soda in a bowl. And you put some water in there and swish it around, and you can submerge something like for 12 minutes, and it then rinse it off. It doesn't compromise the integrity of the product at all, but it really does leach out a lot of the icky stuff. So, yeah, clean your produce, even if you're going to peel it, bananas, potatoes, whatever.
What's the best way to eat vegetables and fruits?
The best way to eat vegetables and fruits, just eat them.
Right now,
I don't honestly care how you eat them. Yeah. I mean, as long as you're, you know, some people want to eat all raw. Some people want to eat cooked. Different vegetables or fruit, like a tomato, whichever way you want to look at it.
Tomato, tomato.
Sure. You just really want to get a wide range of fruits and vegetables that are beneficial to you. Interestingly enough, again, like throwing a blanket over something, when you're looking at different blood types, not all fruits and vegetables are beneficial to all the blood groups. There's not one that just, you know, goes across the board. This is good for everybody, maybe blueberries. But you want to pay attention to that. And it's really interesting, but when you do make those changes, those little tiny changes, huge things start to happen.
What happens normally when people feel when they make those changes in their diets?
You have improvement in your mood. You have improvement in your energy. You sleep better. You poop better. If you're constipated, you know, you're not pooping enough. You're lacking fiber. Food's not moving through you very efficiently. You've got some disruption in your microbiome. You're not processing. So things like that, changes in your skin, your hair, your nails. Really obvious changes. Nice.
And what does it take to get those changes, to see them where they're noticeable to you? Because you see yourself every day in the mirror, right? For most people do, at least. Is how you notice that, I look different. I physically look different.
Because you're looking in the mirror.
Yeah, you're
looking in the mirror. Yeah. Tony.
Is it like 2-3 weeks to feel the change?
You know what? It's different. Again, it's different for everyone. We are all different. And we all have different things going on. Some people are living very high-stress lives every day, so they could make a lot of dietary changes. But
what's a good range to aim for, like, out there? Like, at least the month, 2 months, 3 months?
To notice changes.
Yeah,
you can notice changes in as little as 3 days.
Okay.
That's how stressed you are, how
bad your diet was, and how much you changed to a better diet.
Exactly. I had a client in earlier today. We made some very small changes to her diet for just this past week.
Mm.
And I scanned her again so that she could see. And she was blown away. And the areas that were really affected for her were the ones that she was really concerned about. So it was really nice. I think that something inside of us always knows. We know when things are off, even if we can't necessarily feel it or aren't having things, something in our gut, something gnaws at us a little bit. Maybe we should be paying attention to this.
Little warning signs.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just feel like if you're dialed in enough to who you are and you know how you live your life, then you'll know. You know when you feel different. You know if you feel better. You know if you feel worse. Some people live in such a chronic state of feeling horrible all the time, they don't remember what it felt like to feel good. And so any change, you know, in the positive direction is really noticeable for them. Like I said, everyone's different, Tony. We have to work with the individual, and we do. And by using a measurement device that is so accurate and goes so deep into levels. It also, you know, works with the chakra. It's measuring our energy centers. And so using a device like that.
It's physical, emotional. Mm-hmm. It's also with energy of the how does chakra work? Give them a quick.
Chakras are our energy centers. They're all attached to things that are different for us. If you've done anything with chakra, you know that there's, so this is my chakra program. You guys can't see it, but there's different energy centers. Crown chakra.
Can I show them real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Cool. Might work, I don't know, let's see.
Yeah, give it a shot, Tony. You want me to pick it up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do that. Pick it up.
I'll pick it up. So, chakra centers.
There we go. Yep.
So we have a way of going in and balancing out the chakra centers using color and sound.
Okay.
The centers are all representative of different areas. You know, crown chakra is spirituality. You've got third eye chakras. You've got a throat chakra, so thyroid. Root chakra tends to have to do with mother and circulation. And solar plexus and heart chakras, they we need to keep our chakras in balance. And lots of things can throw them out of balance, and stress is definitely one of them.
And just chakra, form of energy.
Yes.
I want to make sure I knew that. I knew that, but I want to make sure you
That's
know
okay.
it too. Good.
Look at some gave me this cute. Shamila gave me that.
There you go.
Yeah.
And when people have better as a form to, how do you test the chakra? What do you do?
Well, when we do the scan, the chakra gets tested in that also. It's measured in that. And it's really a measurement. It's less of a test and really more of a measurement.
Good.
So, yeah, we don't test here.
Mm. Look, so that's for me, it's even though it's a blood test per se, it's a measure of what's normal, abnormal, even though it may not be a true blood test. But okay, where am I? Where was I last month? Where was I? Am I this month? What am I aiming for?
Oh yeah, actually getting back to that. So the comparative analysis. So once you come in, sorry, I digressed.
No, I
think maybe
words.
We both did.
Big
anyway,
words, big words.
You come in for the initial intake. I do a report. Now I have a baseline report on you. So when you come in after the protocol for the second scan, is very easy to show you how far you've come, what has changed.
Okay.
So we're looking at what's changing, what's moving easily, what needs still a little bit of help, and it is a protocol. I typically have my clients commit to at least like 3 months of protocol because it's a good measure of time to actually see some good changes. And they have to be compliant. Like I said, it's all about them. They're doing the work. I cannot do the work for them.
You can't feed them every day.
No.
We have a home delivery service to do all your vegetables and fruits.
Yeah, I've been asked. But no, I can only do so much. But my job really is to provide the information that is to you, so that you know what you're dealing with, what you need to work on, to provide tools to you to use, and information to help you through a detox, to help you move through these protocols to your own personal path. This is your own personal path that is different for every single person who walks in this door. There's no two alike. We're like snowflakes.
Sure, whatever, snowflakes. It's just good to theory for me. But going back to, we were talking a second ago, the protocols, what's a common protocol you use for people? Once you've got initial scan and exam.
Common protocol is we do the initial scan. Mm-hmm. We see the areas that are out of balance.
Okay.
So I ask a little more questions, try to figure out.
What's a good common scenario? What's a common out of balance that you see?
Gut starts in the gut. I'm telling you, it all starts in the gut. So the gut's out of balance. So I'm going, okay, look, you're eating. So we're going to make a few dietary changes.
Good.
I pull out a blood type list, very short list. It's just for the first 3 weeks, just to get like a jump start, like to get them to start understanding and being aware of what they're eating, make better choices. And I use an 80-20 rule. We use an 80-20 rule. You know, you got about 80% control over most things in your life.
Well, I'm 100% control of mine.
And about 20% or less, 20% or less is life. It's life.
Yeah.
It's stresses, it's people cutting you off in traffic, it's clients, it's
humans.
Not my clients, I love them.
Yeah, whatever.
Yours.
My clients are crazy.
It's, I love them. But it's things always come up. So there's always things that can take you out of balance a little bit.
So your expectation at 80%, even though you're aiming for 100%, you don't get frustrated, right?
Well, here's the thing, if 80% of the time you're doing what supports you and your life, and guess what? You're winning.
Yeah.
So, because we cannot do 100%, it's not realistic. I'm pretty hardcore. I probably go about 90.
Well, you took time to get there, though, too. It isn't you.
I did.
The first rodeo.
Yeah, but it's kind of my personality, too.
Yeah.
I kind of go all in. So, I'm super compliant. And I noticed changes for myself. I'm a cancer survivor. I had malignant melanoma diagnosis in 2009. And that was really scary, big wake-up call. But I, at that time, didn't even understand how that really happened. I mean, yeah, I liked to lay out in the sun and all that, but it really was so much deeper than that. I did not have this knowledge at that time.
Yeah.
So it made me want to start looking, really looking.
How do you, and it's because in 2009, okay, I want as I have, I'm invincible. I'm going to live forever. Uh-oh. Now my clock's ticking. Now how do I change what I'm going to do so I can live another 15, 20, 30, maybe 40, 50 years?
Yeah, you're going to...
Huge.
Yeah, it is huge. My suggestion, as I have suggested to you in the past, is let me help you. Let me guide you a little bit into some areas that you may not have looked at before or thought that they were important. I can show you where they are important, where those imbalances are. We can put you on a protocol. So like I said, commit to 3 months. See what happens, you know, see what happens. You'll have three to four scans in by that time. You'll be able to see the progression. I already have a baseline scan on you, but I'll take a new one.
There you go. What I like 3 months with it, because 3 months gives your body time to re-regulate to what you're doing to change your life. So it may take you a month just to change what you're eating, what you're doing, activity-wise, stressors, whatever it is. Then a month for your body to actually change its internal body to be able to adjust to those type of foods, for one. Including beverages, whatever it is. At that point, a month after that, 3 months later, then you'll have a good mind. Okay, here's where my body is now. Now it's re-regulated to a better, hopefully a healthier state. Where's my scan now? So like I said, the first one, where are you? Second one, how are you improving? Mm-hmm. Third or fourth one is where you are now. How do you maintain this higher level of health by maintaining what you've changed in your life the last 3 months? So at that point, your body becomes your normal, your standard.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
So it all starts with an awareness. You have an awareness that creates, and then you start creating habits.
Yes.
Making these changes or creating little habits. Then over time, it becomes a lifestyle. You did not get to this place you are overnight. It took a long time to get here. And you've got to give it a little bit of time for your body to start, functioning the way it was designed to. You start feeding it the right way. You start paying attention to your relationships, to your stress state. Do some meditation. Do some yoga. Go get in nature. It's not always all about doing something so structured. Go hike. Go take a walk. Go down to the beach. Do something or put yourself in a place where you feel centered. You feel rested. Stress management is huge, huge. Diet's one part of it, but stress could be your underlying issue.
Does your outside environment affect your inside environment?
Absolutely.
Your internal body, huge.
Absolutely.
Can affect how you digest foods. That's how your
all of it.
How much antioxidants you're using in your body, antioxidants to fight off the stress on your body. So and instead of continuing to fight that battle, I'm going to have to take more, for example, vitamin C to, as an antioxidant to fight off my stress. Why not reduce the stressor if it's possible? At that point, limit how you're doing. But in 3 months, you're going to notice, okay, what's good, what's bad. Gives you time to adjust your life, your lifestyle, to a healthier state, and give your time, your body inside to adjust too. So your scans will show exactly where you are at a healthier state.
Yeah, and it is, and it's adjustment period.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's icky at first,
So I was going to say, what's the side effects of this?
When you're detoxing, not always. Sometimes, it just depends on the individual. Everyone's going to have a different experience. Some people are just like, oh my gosh, my energy shot through the roof. I feel amazing. I'm sleeping. I'm wow. And other people are like, oh my gosh, I'm tired. I feel, maybe a little sluggish, or maybe it's just part of that reset. It's just sometimes detox isn't pretty.
Your body will fight you.
But this isn't hardcore. This is, I take really gentle baby steps with my clients because I don't really want anyone to have such a crazy experience like that. We have a protocol. There are herbs involved, the herbs with the diet, and I typically just lifestyle changes too.
Yeah.
There's not one magic bullet. There's no panacea. It covers everything. It's a comprehensive, collection of different modalities that, chiropractic, energy work, diet, nutrition, meditation. These things all come together to help us and to help us help ourselves and to get in that balanced state. I'm not looking to keep people here forever. 3 to 3 month, 6 month protocol, fire me in 6 months. Hopefully in 6 months you've learned enough.
The ideas
that I'm teaching you, teaching you about you and how you function and how to keep that going in a positive way so that you've got that knowledge. You don't need me forever. You can come to see me for maintenance. You can send all your friends and family to me. You can send all your colleagues. But the idea is not to keep you forever. The idea is to teach you and teach you enough to let you go. And then people do come in, though. I've had clients that once they get through the protocol, because you're not going to always stay there. That's the other thing. You won't, not like, you know, you cut your hair and you cut it one time and you're done. You know, there is maintenance involved. Yeah. You will probably want to come in for maintenance, but it won't always be so intense. You won't be working necessarily through a protocol. You might just be coming in for sound balancing, stress reduction. You may go on vacation and completely just, you know, chuck it all to the wind and come back and go, oh my gosh, I completely went off course. I completely went off course and I'm coming back to see you. It's like, great, we'll get you back on balance. You know, well, it's just, it's really beautiful, actually. It's very holistic and it's non-invasive and it's pretty
sound.
Awesome.
It's vibration. There's nothing putting in your body, not a toxin or a chemical side effect or a drug that you're putting in there that can cause an adverse reaction.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of you were talking about the 3-month, 6-month window. Now you know what your normal is, your true normal. When you deviate from that, okay, I'm doing what I should be doing, like in my track, let me go see Karen again. Where am I off, Karen? Okay, I had to get this back in my balance. I had a life change. How do I get back in balance? Mm-hmm. You know what normal is for you. How do you maintain that? Because you know, at that point, get another scan, whatever it is, where am I off? Mm-hmm. And by looking at the inside, by what I talked about initially going back to the very beginning, is now you know, okay, this part of my body, organ, my chakra, my energy levels here in this part of my body is not working well. And how do I adjust that? Now I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you, a shortcut once you know your body where the problem is.
Exactly.
Like another scan.
It's a map. It's literally a map for
huge.
You. And the map changes as you change. The map changes. You know, as you make progress, that path, you know, you need to see what's ahead. What's the next?
Huge.
So it's a great way to identify what's going on with you. It's very personalized and very specific to the individual.
And so. going back full circle now, that I have a better understanding of this, how would you wrap this up? How would you present it to someone that's looking in to get themselves healthier or doesn't want to get on medications or have medications now, it's not working for me? How do I get them to understand how this shifts them over their mindset, how to get healthy in a non-invasive way?
Well,
how do you wrap it up, Ms. Karen?
I'd say come in and get a scan. Come in and get a bio scan. It's visual. It's 3D. It'll give you the information that you need to see where you're at, a direction to help you get to where you're going, what are your health goals. I would just really suggest
it's
come and get
simple.
A scan. It's super simple. The intake only takes about 10 to 15 minutes. My initial sessions, I like to ask a lot of questions, and I like to really feel, I like to feel my people out. I don't, it's not superficial. So, but a typical initial session will be about an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
That gives you all the information to get started as a baseline of where your body is now and how to correct it, how to move things around that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
And my wrap up from this is too, is if you want to get healthier, you have to do certain things. Number one is diet, nutrition. Is your body toxic? Is it deficient? A lot of our body's internal organs won't tell you that until you have a medical condition or something happened to where now you have to spend 6 months to a year, sometimes changing your lifestyle because now you had that event happen, your medical condition for one too. Why not check out first you have early signs of this or even genetic issues too, to that point find out what you can do before you have a problem to prevent that exciting experience with a medical doctor or an ER or nursing care.
Did you have fun?
Good times. All right.
Being preventative is really, honestly, be proactive, be preventative. Get to know yourself on a different level. We all have to eat, so you know you're going to have to eat.
Food thing.
Eat the right foods. Figure out what the foods are that support you in the best possible way.
And Karen, before you sent me a list of a blood type foods. You still have that list to send me?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to attach this to the show itself. When I put it back, I'm going to put the show on YouTube after Facebook Live. Thanks for watching, guys. At that point, I'm going to also put information of Karen's her new office. Phenomenal. I like it. I walked in and I said, this is relaxing just walking the door. Okay. She has a great spot here in downtown Upland. Come and see her. Talk to her. Put her information in her. Do you have Instagram, but also Facebook page too?
I do have a Facebook business page that I just set up.
Good.
I'm working on the website. That's not really my forte.
Don't even worry about it. If you're on Facebook, YouTube, you're going to be good. Okay, but I'm putting her information there. That we can contact her, talk to her first, do a phone interview with her, see what's going on. that point you can help you get to a healthier state in a non-invasive way and give yourself time. My biggest thing is time to change your habits consciously first, and over time, unconscious becomes your normal everyday lifestyle and life. All right, anything else for the first show?
No, my dear, thank you so much.
Welcome to the Crooked Spine Show. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
See you guys soon.
All of us want to live a long, healthy life. But the problem is we can't predict if we can get sick or if we have sick conditions in our body already. BioStar is a way to prevent these problems from happening by catching them early or catching them when become symptomatic. So doing BioStar, working with Karen, allows you to not only recover your health, but also learn healthy ways to eat, to exercise, to even think, to keep your body healthy for the long run. Understanding that retesting allows you to make sure your insides are as well as how you feel. All right, so go again, get the show notes, have the highlights from this talk. Also go to our previous podcast, see what's going on in the videos of that, and keep yourself healthy, my friends. I'll see you next week.